大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米少米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是环球雅思的壮壮老师。
Hello everyone，
情绪很好，今天我们又要开始雅思的口语模拟了。
对，这个模拟实战必须每个人在考前的时候尽量要做上个两三次。你现在这个整个的流程熟悉了之后，然后你的时间分配啊，你的思考的这个速度啊，自然就会跟上。好吧，今天我们还是由我来做考生，
Michelle
来做考官，来开始从 Part 1跳过名字的部分。
好，
开始问。
这个做考官真的会上瘾，
非常爽哈。
对，那种手里掌控着生杀大权。
对，
所以这个，我看看啊，问您一道什么题呢？What is your ideal living place?
Well, I would say that if possible, I would like to live somewhere near the sea, so that in the morning I can walk hand in hand with my dear hubby on the beach and listening to those calming waves beating the bank, and also see those seabirds flying around.And maybe create a sand castle, you know, the typical sort of seaside activities. Not seashores by the seashore, seashells by the seashore. And another thing about living near the sea is that I can swim almost every day. Just put on my swimsuit and there I go. That's quite a big attraction.And also I'd like to see whales. Of course, I need to make sure that I'm not attacked by those whales. So that is my ideal type of living place.
So what are the downsides of living near water?
Well, I would say in the case of a tornado, it can be really dangerous. You know, when it's near the sea,Maybe tsunami could also be triggered due to those extreme geographical activities. So that is pretty dangerous. And humidity can be another issue. Probably the house is more humid if it's near a seaside.
Living place 这个问题问完了，我再问个啥呢？问一个，What do you think the changes?Are going to be in the suburban areas in your city?
Well, that actually has been discussed a lot by the government and city planners for Beijing, at least. It is said that now the Beijing city proper needs to go to the decentralization progress and process. By doing that, people may not have to commute.On a large scale every day for a long time in the subway. So that is one possible change. Of course, specifically speaking, certain functions of the government might be moved to nearby satellite cities like Shijiazhuang of Hebei and Tianjin. And as a result, the housing prices in those places may surge all of a sudden, and actually it has alreadysearched. Other than that, another change that I personally foresee is that cost of living might be even more expensive. So it is a deterrent to prevent a lot of businesses from getting in. With the cost of labor increasing, that means companies have to pay much more, and that increases the cost of the company to run their business as well. So only the rich companies that can afford such a cost and expense can find a sustainable place to settle down. So with Beijing becoming more expensive, hopefully the population can shrink a little bit to the level where the city can accommodate such a big size of population in terms of education, medical care, hospitals, and a lot of other infrastructure.
So do you want to move to another place to live?
I would like to. If possible, I would move to somewhere near the sea, as I mentioned just now. However, right now I have to stay and sort of get stuck in this place because my parents are already in their 70s, close to 80s. It's almost not possible for them to relocate. So I would have to stay close to them to take care of them, make sure that if I'm needed, I can be at their bedside any moment.
我设计了问题哦，这次我没有 skip topics， 设计了问题都是关于 living places，
不错
suburban area， 现在当考官也是需要技巧的。
对，
那咱们我觉得这个 part one 这个问题已经涉猎的够多了，咱往 part two move。
对，还有人在考生里边老说趴的二趴的一那样说，我觉得特别逗。
第一趴的部分有人还这么说。哎呀 ,part two 啊五大类。So, could you please describe a popular product made in your country?
Well, China is a country that produces a lot of made in China stuff. I would say a popular one probably would be, food, as a product, of course.This specific one is known as the 老干妈辣酱, pepper, hot pepper sauce, that can be used in a lot of different dishes. The most simple way to apply this sort of sauce is simply put it on your steamed bread and it immediately add more flavor. And of course, a lot of restaurants, which are creative enough may come up with, a dish called fried rice with this sauce, 老干妈炒辣酱炒饭。Right? So this is a pretty popular product from China. Interestingly enough, its competitor is called 老干爹。干妈 means sort of like godmother, and 干爹 means the godfather. So other than the brand, godmother, there is a brand godfather. So I would personally foresee that someday there may be a goddaughter.
Godson.
Godson version of that sauce.
This is the end of part two.
Right. And we'll ask more abstract questions related to that. Now, what are the differences between products made in China nowadays and those ones in the past?
你看是不是还是一样的这个思路？
是一样
的。问题我已经预见到了，但是这个答案我还一下没有想好。
好，我可以跟你这么说哈，就是以前的产品呢都是 labor intensive， 都是那种简单的小商品，对不对？就是会有好的大密集的手工的这个成分，但是现在呢都是高智力的了。可以吧？
Electronic.
是吧？是这个 intellectual property intensive services and products。Like websites, and even cell phones, software platforms, and also customer services. Talking about customer services, one phenomenon is outsourcing. 就是外包的客户服务，是吧？ So it's not surprising if you dial a 1-800 number and you reach a call center located in China.就是你找一个呼叫中心客服中心你在北美你是打那个1800号对吧然后呢你这个客服中心其实是位于北京或者在杭州的这个其实就是一个 outsource 外包的
这样啊
对的
天哪这我得回去好好想想
所以说它的这个产品现在已经从这个劳动密集型转上了知识密集型是吧 labor intensive products to知识密集型 knowledge
intensive product
对是吧比如软件设计和这个开发什么生物制药这些这都是用高智力的
那男女上有什么区别吗
这个男女方面的话呢这怎么问呢这个问题就是选一个国家生产的产品男生和女生会有不同的吗男生会注重牌子吗比如说这个产地
也会
的是吧
也会
那你就说没区别就完了
没区别没什么区别
是吧女生的话她就是看她自己经济状况她如果说她有这个经济能力呢她可能是 choose a brand that's like famous overseas 是吧？比如他选一个什么牌子包包，
嗯，
如果说他不太有这个经济实力呢，他就是牌子就忽略了，只看样式。
嗯，还有那种有经济实力的，然后不在乎的，
也不在乎的，
就买舒服的，
没错。
嗯，
所以这个也是可以说没有区别，
对，
就完了，
基本没什么区别，
是吧？然后再来那个优劣呢，就是说 Made in China products, what are the good strengths and weaknesses?
大批量的，
批量的是吧？
Huge quantity?
对 quantity, large quantity,、
large quantity
是吧 the products produced、and manufactured in China usually feature large quantity of them、therefore another、obvious and natural outcome is their low price, competitive price 是吧、你这个价格是有竞争力的、这是一个 However nowadays、there has been other countries、for example things made in、Malaysia,
Bangladesh,
like the t-shirts,、cotton clothes,、and Vietnam as well.、So those places have become a sort of、successor to the made in China daily stuff.、是吧这个也是你也能够找到差别。而且这个中国的产品还是比较耐用吧就主要是价格比较好。耐用不耐用那个另说了。因产品而异是吧
嗯
然后这个问题是什么呢有什么大规模的就是波及面比较大的问题
当兵
嗯
这也不好说
不好说
不好说
对贸易这一块
大部分的问题
感觉这个质量控制还是应该加强、是吧 quality control should be further strengthened、with low cost and low prices that doesn't mean that your quality should be compromised
嗯
是吧你不能因为这个就牺牲了它的质量最好是既物美又价廉、对吧你现在就是只做到价廉而这个物美如果老做不到的话也不行长此以往它就是会在这个国际市场上失去它的 dominant position
嗯
所以这个词儿就是得来得特别快是吧
就是来不快吗
对所以它 part 3它就是看你这个词汇你自己到底这个边界来得快的时候有多少
嗯
这个是 part 3的这个社会问题这一块还挺简单的吧、那我们想想这个产品就是在一个国家里边比较畅销的产品还能说些什么我刚才就是选了不就比较抽象的是吧、就是可以就是还可以说什么呢其实中国比较擅长生产的还是日用品、对吧你就是那种特别高科技的那种还是少对都是小商品、你真是高精尖的咱们比如说就是汽车它也都是跟那个国外的牌子哦对还有一个 part 3的问题我想起来了就是你这个趋势里边你可以谈逐渐的中国的品牌其实都会就是处于一个下降的趋势就是真正的中国牌子会下降因为什么呢因为它有 outsource 就是它外包了以后它的产品都是打人家原来的牌子
嗯
比如说 Nike Shoes 它的生产场地虽然在中国但是呢他的这个牌子他不会说这是中国的他就会是 Nike
嗯
而这个牌子又是个美国的牌子汽车也是一样是吧比如说你的这个 Chevrolet 还有就是 Santana 这个桑塔纳的车呀、等等它是德国的车
嗯
但是它会是在中国有生产基地
嗯
这样一来呢就变成你在中国大量的生产的东西都不是中国的牌子品牌那这个问题怎么解决呢其实我觉得在短期没有自己的品牌也不见得是一个坏事儿，因为最起码他先引进了国外的规范的生产流程和技术还有这个质量
嗯，
然后他再慢慢的再去发展所以我觉得在这个时候可能引进国外先进的东西的理念会比自己建立自己的品牌更重要
嗯，
是吧 importing 对 in the initial stage where the introduction of、foreign management styles and quality control routine and procedures are more important than setting up、domestic brands
嗯，
就这么说就可以了
嗯，
对吧 maybe in the long run eventually、the Chinese brands should make its name
嗯、
把自己的这个名气建立起来感觉怎么样其实这考试真正要说整个流程下来14分钟左右咱们掐的时间是差不多的
嗯，
现在我们有差不多10分钟不到吧哈
嗯，还是
8分钟左右的10分不到10分钟说明我们这个时间已经 考试的时间还是跟实际是很相近的。当然让你说你怎么去说呢？这个 part two， 明白？其实你说什么都行，你这道题考什么，你一定先从语言点上面把这道题想听什么先搞清楚。从时态上讲，如果你要是说这个事儿是为主的主导时态是现在时，是不是你还应该有意识用到完成时？
嗯，
一般过去时，
对，
你也要用，对吧？
那他还想考我什么呢？在内容上他能想考我什么？
被动语态也得要用
啊。Was made, is made，
对吧？
嗯。
The product has been popular in this country for several decades。
嗯，
反正就这个话，你只要出来个一两句能体现上述语言现象，就完事儿了。这就是这个考题。至于您是什么产品，对吧？您怎么个 popular 法儿？无所谓，是吧？你可以说的话，80% of the household would buy this product， and that is made in China， 对吧？这不就一下就把这个 popular 这个事儿给弄完了吗？实在不行，你还可以加上统计数字，就是 according to retailers association， 编数字，这是一个很好的冲篇幅的一个策略，是吧？ 80% of the household have this product， regularly， and since it's not a durable product， 它不是那种耐用品，是吧？然后呢等等，然后你也可以说什么电冰箱啊这一类的都可以说，是不是？什么雪花的冰箱、荣升的冰箱，这都是 popular products
made in China。 他没有特意说的是比如说在国外有没有人在用，在其他国家
他说在你们国家的一个 popular 的产品，所以你还是得在中国用，对吧？我觉得在中国其实有一样东西国外好像用的比较少，就是那个净水装置，
是，
对吧？
是，空气净化器可能用的也不太多吧，
也不太多。那净水装置就是 water filter， 是吧？这个 filter 的话 has been popular and there has been several reasons。The first one is due to the fact that drinking water may not be clean enough to meet up the hygienic standards， and that's why each household need to install its own water filter。And another thing that's very geographically specific to China is the air purifier. 这可以，是不是？
对。
And as you know, air pollution has been an issue recently. So this air purifier have started to gain its popularity in the market. Some brands that I can think of is like Electrolux.什么伊莱
克
斯，是吧？ It's a foreign brand, but it's produced and made here in China.
Made in China， 它是 made in China 还是 design in China？
就是 made in China 就在中国制造。比如说这个耐克鞋，它你就会翻开那个鞋里的标，它就说是 made in China， 但是它的牌子并不是，它的设计可能也不是。对吧？这是一个特有的，你就是想清楚了他看什么，然后把那几个点说到了就完事儿了。然后我觉得还有一个比较有意思的，就是这种带过滤装置的乐扣杯子，因为我们是喝茶的，我在美国的超市上我就没看见，因为美国
是
喝咖啡的，
不用绿茶渣。
对，就是我们只有这种散装的茶叶才需要，所以它也是挺有特色的一个东西。
对对对。散装茶叶怎么说？
就是 loose tea leaves，
loose。
而在美国，它的那个茶叶都是那个
tea
bags，是不是？你买的都是袋儿，所以它不需要这个过滤装置了。这个是 something unique。
这都叫什么？就是 tea leaf filter 吗？
对呀，就是 a lock cup with a filter for tea leaves， 是吧？ Keeping the tea leaves from falling out。
对，
这也好说，是不是？
对。
中国的这个有这个茶的饮茶习惯。
那它能定义成 popular 吗？比如说这个 lock and lock 能是 popular 吗？
我觉得还是挺 popular 的。
popular，
这个就是你让它 popular， 你就整一个编造的数据，它立刻它就成为了一个 popular 的东西。因为这是一个很主观的 statement，
我喜欢这个判断和思路。
对呀，所以这个编说几句编数据这个策略吧，是吧？你可以用一个句型 ，according to statistics by blah blah blah。
我得先提前找好几个部门，不然
对这个机构你完全可以是编造的。比如说一个通常的公式就是 World blah blah Organization， 是吧？比如说 World Tea Organization， 是吧 ？World COP organization, World Cell Phone Organization. 你也可以说什么什么什么东西 association 也是、institution 也是，
对对对，
是吧？ Professional association 就是专业的人员的一个联合会。club 也行，那 club 感觉就是娱乐性多一点，或者学术
性
差一
点，
是吧？这个机构你可以编，其次数据你也可以编，对不对？你可以说的话，那个 2% 或者是 93%， 或者是 50%，
一下就让它 popular 了。
没错，你就把这个数按照你需要的那个方向让它可大可小。
我喜欢这个观点，
对吧？然后呢，除了这个句型，你还可以用另外一个，就是 statistics indicate that
illustrate
对，然后 researches and the studies have shown that 都可以。所以你只要把这个数据往上一说，就不就把这件事儿搞定了吗？
对，
写作也是这样的啊。所以呢，编造数据大法。一定得想着得用，没词儿的时候你可以使用。
好的，那这个就是我们今天想跟大家分享的内容，希望对大家有帮助。如果大家希望跟我们交流，有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目的微博是大学生英语在线，@我们私信我们都可以。节目的微信账号是 question of the day， 没有空格，欢迎大家语音提问。微博当中也可以找到米歇尔，米饭的米，一些的歇，耳朵的耳，也可以在新浪的博客当中找到壮壮老师。
我的名号是女瓦辛格。我再顺便说一下哈，我觉得这个微信呢，它有一个好处，它的录音呢有一个时间限制，就是一分钟，所以大家不妨呢把你的这个，如果是 part one， 你找一个话题，或者两个话题，你录音录一个一分钟，你提交上来，然后我们统一给做一个点评。如果是 part two， 大家知道通常是三到四分钟，你可以说三节儿，三节儿，你把这个 part two 你自己也练一下，就是你听别人说是一回事儿，等到你自己说的时候，完全又是另一个感觉，对吧？你就会感觉顾此失彼，顾得了葫芦倒了瓢那样，那你必须得经过，这是一个必经的过程，然后你就提高了。
我们明天见。
No better way to say I love you. No better way to say I love you. Baby, I propose to you if you need me to. 'Cause your heart rings from this earth for me, and no ring compares to you. For you're my wing and you're my sky, and without you, baby, I just can't fly.It seems like it was just yesterday, waking up to your face. I knew right then and there, baby, everything would be okay. You looked into my eyes and all that I could see was me. And everything that is everything you said it would be. And things go up and things fall down, I think we call that love.All the imperfections in this world creating a perfect us. If you want, I'll take a bended knee and look right in your eyes, just so you know where I stand. You're always on my mind, baby. I propose to you if you need me to, 'cause your heart rings round this earth for me, and no ring compares to you. Boy, you're my way.You're my sky, and without you, baby, I just can't fly. I thought right here, eagle-less, soaking in the memories of us. Full of high, we're standing low. I wanna see this through till the end.Until my eyes close, and things go up and things fall down.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思词汇的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video.
这条路闪耀着光。